Leaning Toward Wisdom, episode 4093. Give thanks, break bread, say grace, bow heads. For all of the love that surrounds me, it is Joe Walsh from a 2012 record, Analog Man, $10.99 at iTunes. The name of this track, Family. I have been listening to Joe Walsh since high school. James Gang Rides Again was an LP that we nearly all just completely wore out. And then later on, Barnstorm, the band that he had. And I was looking back through my CD collection, and there's a lot of Joe Walsh there. This is a good record. It is his latest solo release in 2012 called Analog Man. The name of that song is Family. Again, it's $10.99 at iTunes, and the tracks, they really reflect where Mr. Walsh is at this point in his life. He's clean. He's sober. He is married. He and Ringo Starr, they are brothers-in-law. So Ringo's part of the family for Joe. Hey, some weeks ago over at the private Facebook group, and you should join. Just go visit facebook.com/groups/leaningtowardwisdom. Yeah, the easiest way to get there is just go to the website, leaningtowardwisdom.com, and you can click on a link up at the top that says Facebook group. It's a private group. No worries. I'll let you in. Knock on the door, and I'll let you enter, so long as you behave yourself. But over there at the group, and it's a small group, I don't know, there's under 100 people. I asked people to vote on this question: which word best describes your life right now? And the choices that I listed were grateful, energized, anxious, calm, fulfilled, frustrated, and depressed. Grateful was number one, energized was number two, anxious was number three. Nobody who took the poll was frustrated or depressed. And I thought, well, this is a good thing. Hey, maybe it speaks to the mental health of Leaning Toward Wisdom listeners. I like to think so. I wish I could figure out why it's so stinking easy to focus on what we don't have or on what we've lost. I mean, I am. Am I overly cynical when I disbelieve people who say that they don't have any difficulty moving past failure or loss? I know that I can be cynical. No, I know that I am often cynical, but I'm sorry. There are people, I don't encounter them very often, but I encounter people who try to act like they are so resilient. They can just shake off anything. They don't, they just move on. They don't worry about it. And I guess I don't buy it because I just can't imagine it. I can't relate to that at all. I am an habitual overthinker. And the harder that I try not to be, the worse it gets. Go to the website, go to leaningtowardwisdom.com and just plug in the number 4093. It's the only reason that I use episode numbers is so that you can, if you want to go to the website, and I realize that most of you don't, you get this through some podcast catcher, but if you go over there, it's worth going over there just for this GIF or JIF, however people want to pronounce it. Depends if it's a hard G or a soft G. Plug in the number 4093. Somebody had posted this online. I saw it over at Google Plus, and it's a, it's this moving, it's a GIF of a little boy. He's hanging onto this rope, and he is parallel to the water. He's in the water, and he's hanging onto this big rope, and he's just screaming and crying. And the caption above this GIF or GIF says what overthinking looks like, because a mom, a sister, somebody, some woman in his life comes up and pushes his feet down. Well, he stands up because the water's not deep, but he's mortified. I found it and shared it with some buddies who lament about their own struggles with overthinking. And of course we all got a good chuckle out of it. It does drive the point home. Now, sadly, if you're this little kid holding onto this rope, it's not so funny. And I wonder if it really is overthinking, like the caption says, or if it's just the fact that he has no idea that he is in shallow enough water, fully able to put his feet down and to stand up. I mean, I don't know how he got into the water. Somebody presumably put him there, or he walked in there, but it is funny. I'm watching it right now. Fears. He's just terrified, and fears can overwhelm us. Desperation. That can take a toll. Loss. Well, that's a universal sensation. I mean, why else would there be so many songs written about loss? So many poems written about it. So many books written about it. So many articles and blog posts written about it. I'm supposing that it is largely because loss and failure are more prevalent than gain and success. Well, of course they are. There's a lot more loss and failure in the world than gain and success. I mean, even winners know what losing feels like.
All in the moonlight, like all in the pale green night, diamond of coal. There's a hole. Look up for the first star.
Stephen Page. If you are a fan of the Bare Naked Ladies, you will recognize his voice. One of the co-founders of that band. Left some years ago. This is his latest solo release. Well, he is solo now, so it would be a solo release. 2016 record called Heal Thyself Part 1 Instinct. Yeah, it's a strange title. Heal Thyself, comma, Part 1, colon, Instinct. The name of this song is Hole in the Moonlight. $9.99 at iTunes. It's a good record. The prior record was too. Yeah, I've got those as well. I'm sorry, but the Bare Naked Ladies have just not, in my opinion, been the same without him. He's got a unique voice, unique stylings, and whatever happened with these guys... Yeah, all right. It's their business, but Hole in the Moonlight, Stephen Page. I do not know where broken dreams go, but a hole in the moonlight sounds about right. What can the matter be? What can I do? A hole in the midnight where all my dreams fell through. Writes and sings, Mr. Page. Boy, can we stare at that hole, though. Right? The moon, the moonlight. You know, what moon? What moonlight? All we see is the hole. I'm happy. Happy. Hello. It's been one of those kinds of weeks. Have you had that kind of a week? Hello, brain, meet mouth. mouth, meet brain. Brain, engage. I'm happy. Grateful even that some of you who took my little poll said that the word that best describes your life right now is grateful. That means you're not overly focused on the whole. You're focused on the moonlight. Well, or it could mean that you're just a bunch of liars, but I would choose to think better of you than that. I mean, after all, you listen to this podcast, so you are smarter than the average bears. Gratitude and thankfulness, they deserve more above the fold attention than they get. I'm not sure why they get buried in the footnotes, but maybe it's like parents who only see the D on the report card that's filled with lots of A's and B's. I mean, it could be, I think of it as a turd in the snow phenomenon. It's just too easy to see. And once you see it, you can't help but focus on it. Maybe. I know this, lack of gratitude robs us. It robs all of us. When we lose our willingness to be thankful, we are not made better. And looking at other people, well, that doesn't help matters. So as I drive around in my old car with 108,000 miles on it, and I see you cruise past in your new shiny Tesla, I feel like such a loser. I go home to my 34-year-old house, and after passing by that new clean neighborhood with brand new houses filled with all that latest technology and all that new highfalutin energy efficiency stuff, and I feel so jealous. Is Esme Patterson. It is spelled E-S-M-E with some, you know, with that little mark over the E. She's from Denver. I don't know what that is. French something. E-S-M-E, pronounced Esme Patterson. We Were Wild is the name of the record. It's brand spanking new. $7.99. The name of the song is No River. And she's singing the truth. I'm human. May Patterson. Name of the record is We Were Wild. Song is No River. $7.99 at iTunes, and I assume anywhere that digital downloaded music is sold. Well, I'm human, and you are too, and that's as good an explanation as I can offer. I mean, maybe that's why we just so easily spot people that are better off than we are. and why we avoid looking at those people that are less fortunate than us. I mean, who wants to look at those people? I don't want to look at people that don't have what I want most. No, we want to emulate people that are doing better than us. People that are better than we think they're better than us. And besides, it's just so easy to do because there are so many of them, aren't there? I mean, look at where you're at on the food chain. Just so many people out there that have it so much better than you do. I mean, doesn't it feel like everybody is doing better than you? Why is that? Statistically, it is not true. And surely we are all smart enough to know that. According to the Daily Mail in the UK, you need just $34,000 in annual income to be considered among the world's elite. Elite? You kidding me? No, very serious. And according to the BBC, the average income in the world is approaching, get ready for it, you're going to be sorely, sorely disappointed. The average income in the world is nearing $10,000. Yeah, you're thinking exactly what I'm thinking. Yeah, so what? I mean, do I compare my nice 34-year-old home to people living in huts with dirt floors? Of course not. I'm not an idiot. I can't relate to those people. What about the people who live in areas of the world where all they have known is war and conflict? I've never lived where warfare is going on. I mean, it's something that I could only imagine, and I don't use my imagination for such things. In fact, when there was a local Harley Davidson dealership, and it's one of the biggest in the country, that opened up in our fair burg, and they had a grand opening. Well, people in this little community, and I live in what is called the Mid-Cities area. It's those cities between Dallas and Fort Worth. So I am just west of the Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport. And there's tons of, you know, this whole area is like most big cities. You leave one city and you enter another one, and it's just one big continuous city. But there are all these little incorporated suburbs. And we didn't know that they had this grand opening. Nobody thought much about it. About 10 o'clock, man, you start hearing the windows start to rattle, and you hear this boom, and I'm like, I walk outside, man, I can hear this thing. And I'm like, now after a Texas Rangers ball game, which is down south of me in Arlington, but occasionally you can faintly kind of hear when they do their fireworks after a game, out at the Rangers stadium. But this was louder than that. No idea. In fact, people around the neighborhood, nobody knew what in the world is going on. Hardly the volume or anything else that bombs or missiles or the explosions of warfare would cause. I mean, it was just a fireworks thing from this grand opening of this Harley Davidson dealership. And the city got all kinds of complaints about it. Imagine how their phones would light up if we were engaged in war. We would call City Hall and say, yeah, listen, this has got to stop. We are unable to sleep. The kids are waking up and crying. The dogs are barking. I mean, come on. No, I can't imagine what it is to live in a war-torn country. And you do realize that there are kids. There are kids, and that's all they've known. They've never known to live in a neighborhood or a country where there's peace. And then there's food and water, you know, those bare necessities of life. And when I think about what I'm going to eat, well, I head to the walk-in pantry or the refrigerator. And if I don't see what I want, then I head to the neighborhood Walmart and I buy what I want, or I go pick something up at a nearby food joint. Never once have I gotten up in the morning, sharpened my knife or loaded my rifle and or grab my bow and arrow and headed out into the bush to find some critter so that I could eat or so that I could feed my family. That's an experience I know nothing about. And as for water, well, I actually counted the points of access in my house. There are 3 outside faucets. There are 4 outlets in the master bathroom, if you count the shower head and the tub. There are 4 more in another bathroom. There are 2 in the kitchen, not counting the ice maker, which has obviously got its own source for water. There's 2 more in another bathroom. What is that, 15? And I'm not counting the water that's coming into the toilet tanks. And let's not forget indoor plumbing, where bathroom chores are taken for granted. So people have said that freedom is defined by having a choice. Well, I've got 15 choices of where I'm going to get water, all under the same roof, my house. You know, I've seen these photos. You have 2 of these women in parts of the world, and they go down to some river. I mean, they go wherever they have to go. They fill these big jars or whatever with water and carry them back, sometimes on their head and sometimes great distances, back to their home, back to their village. And let's not get hung up on how clean that water might be. Well, I should say how unclean that water may be, because clean water is a worldwide problem, but not for me. I don't think about it. My water is clean. My water is sanitized by the city where I live. My water is fluorinated. Some doctors are opposed to that, but yeah, it's fluorinated to keep us from getting cavities. And if there's a medical emergency, well, I pick up my phone and I call 911. And the city fire department, you know, the EMTs, that's likely who's going to arrive probably within minutes, because, well, there, I can think of 2 fire stations that are rather nearby. Nobody has to run barefooted for miles searching for somebody who just might have a little bit of medical know-how by virtue of having seen a host of problems in real world life. No, I'm surrounded by medical professionals who will arrive at my house simply by calling 911. And if some intruder were to enter my house and to threaten my family or my possessions, well, I can do the same thing. I can call 911 and the police will arrive. They'll help. The only time I don't take the cops for granted is when they're tailing me, you know, making me nervous that maybe they're going to pull me over, give me a ticket. Welcome to life here in America. Land of the free, home of the brave. Well, okay. Maybe once we were more free, and we were certainly once far, far braver. You know, it's a good thing that bravery isn't so necessary today, isn't it? I mean, how brave do you have to be to live like I just described? Favorite of mine, Collective Soul. It's a 1999 CD, Dosage. The name of the song is Dandy Life. $9.99 at iTunes. It's another group. I find myself saying this quite frequently. Another group that I can tell you, I believe I've got every record they made. Collective Soul. Dandy Life. Well, it is a dandy life.
Wasn't a day of a dandy life. For wasn't a day of this dandy life. Everything. Hanging on every word. My social butterfly. Everyone wants to be loved. Loved in
betting that you're living a pretty dandy life. I don't know exactly where you live, but I'm betting it's a pretty dandy life compared to most of the world. Like me, you're not comparing your life to most of the world, though, are you? No, I know you're not. That's what negatively impacts our gratitude. It's also what fuels our jealousy and our covetousness because we don't compare ourselves with the people that are less fortunate than we are. No, we pick the people that have it, or we think they appear to have it so much better than we do. And that's why today I am choosing to focus on the lyrics of that opening song by Joe Walsh. Give thanks, break bread, say grace, bow heads. It's not a bad four-step process, really, is it, for embracing gratitude? True confession, every time I sit down and begin to really list the things that I'm thankful for, either literally or if I just do it in my head, within seconds, mere seconds, I realize how blessed I am. And the wonder of it all is that I can just as quickly stop feeling blessed soon after I stop counting my blessings. Colossians chapter 4, verse 2, continue steadfastly in prayer, watching therein with thanksgiving. There's little doubt that I don't continue steadfastly enough, nor do I likely watch enough. And if I fail at those, well, then, of course, that with thanksgiving part, that's equally challenging. But I do it when I intentionally think about it. But yeah, that's a problem. I mean, why don't I intentionally think of that when I see that shiny new Tesla that passes me on the highway or when I'm driving through that nearby affluent neighborhood, more affluent than mine? I don't know why. I don't intentionally think like that because I'm paying too close attention to what I'm seeing. And don't you? Well, of course, we're all prone to that. The world economy hinges on it. Consumerism, dissatisfaction with the current stuff, craving more, better, newer, fancier. I see that and it's like, yeah, man, why don't I have that? Rarely is it fueled by necessity. No, mostly it is pure desire. It's pure want.
goodbye with your arms wrapped around me. When I ask if you love me, and you say that you might, with your arms wrapped around me. And I heard that one ain't getting, one ain't getting. Now I know, and when you are my lover, we turn out the light, and I want to believe you. I got your love wrapped around me, so I put up a fight.
Esme Patterson again from that same record, We Were Wild, brand new record, $7.99 at iTunes. The name of the song is Wantin' Ain't Gettin'. Wantin' Ain't Gettin'. She is right, of course. Wanting ain't getting. It's not limited to stuff. Our careers suffer from it as well. So do our accomplishments. In every area, contentment. Contentment is seen as weakness, complacency. I have a question. Are they the same? Contentment and complacency? I wonder. All the noise in the world urges us to never be satisfied. Don't be satisfied. Never stop hustling. Always be chasing. Stop doing those things and, well, you just stop living. You know, you just end up as a miserable failure. You'll be a blob on the planet. Really? What if that's completely untrue? What if living is really found in just the opposite actions? What if we devoted ourselves to that four-step plan that serves as the title of today's show? 1, give thanks. 2, break bread. 3, say grace. And 4, bow heads. What if that's when we are most alive? Yeah, but if we do that, we'll never get that Tesla. We'll still be driving around our old Honda Accord as it approaches 200,000 miles. Well, in that 34-year-old house, that's quickly, it's going to become a 40-year-old house. That's a living? Boy, what will the neighbors think? Bingo. Bingo, what will they think? What will those Tesla owners think? What will they say about us as they pass us on the highway? They'll push the button to lower their windows and they'll laugh at us. That's what they'll do. Well, that's not living. That's just plain embarrassing. They'll mock us. That's what they'll do. Wait a minute. I don't know that guy driving that Tesla. I've never seen that guy before. Probably won't ever see him again. So why do I care? I don't know, but I do. I don't even know who lives in that house right there, but I care. Don't you? Of course you do. Admit it. I mean, here we are claiming to lean toward wisdom, and we're about as shallow as a kiddie pool. Pitiful, isn't it? And what about that subtitle to the show today? for all this love that surrounds me. Well, Mr. Tesla driver, he ain't part of that group. I mean, he's not even within a galaxy of the love that surrounds me. How about you? Well, that's good for me, bad for him. My tribe is not what Seth Godin says. It is not followers. It is not customers. Nor is it people who hang on my every word. I would that there were people like that, but there aren't. Sometimes members of my tribe pay no attention to me at all because they see me so frequently. They know me so well. They do with me what I do with them. They take me for granted. We all do it. You do it. We love people. We love people, and the people that we love, they love us back, and they so surround us that we sometimes take them for granted. We don't consider life without these people because they're that important to us. My tribe is pictured. If you go to the website, leaningtowardwisdom.com, just go to the episode number 4093. You can see my tribe. Yeah, I've purposely kind of blurred it out a little bit just so that the graphics kind of come through. They're my tribe. These are my people. And there are 10 of them around me in that picture. Half of those people, yes, 5 of those people are little people. Little people who are not even out of school yet. Well, they're not even out of grade school yet.
Abigail, I know you're scared. No one told you that be this.
His name is Matt Wertz, W-E-R-T-Z, from a 2011 record entitled Weights and Wings, $9.99 at iTunes. Matt Wertz, the name of the song is Family.
I'm here for you. And sinking sand. Just grab my hand, and with all I have, I'll hold on. Oh, and push, start shoving. You're left with nothing. Just know.
Matt Wertz. The record is Weights and Wings. The name of the song is Family. 4 of the grandkids are in the swimming pool right now in my backyard. Well, okay, 3 of them are. There's 4 of them out there, but Easton is shying away from the water. Well, Rhonda's in there, and so he's got this death grip on her. The rest of them, they're like frogs. Well, pale, wrinkled little frogs with every floating device in the pool. You know, why is it that kids, anything that can be thrown in the pool is in the pool? At the bottom of the pool are all kinds of things. On the top of the water is just about anything and everything that will float. These kids, they have never once wondered why I don't drive a Tesla. They've never once wondered or asked me why I don't drive a more expensive car. None of them has ever asked why isn't our house newer. Now, of course, they're glad that there's a swimming pool in the summertime. I mean, come on, have you ever been to Texas in the summertime? I mean, who could blame them? All the people in that photograph, the people in the photograph that I'm using to illustrate today's tale over at leaningtowardwisdom.com, these are the people who surround me. They represent the love that surrounds me. Yeah, sure, there are other people, but these are people who are family. And sure, I know that even despicable criminals have families that love them, and I'm no criminal. And I do want to behave myself in part because of these people who surround me. In fact, for these people who surround me, I don't want these people who love me. I don't want them to love me in spite of my poor behavior. I don't want to disappoint these people. I don't want to be a jerk. I don't want to be immoral. I don't want to be a criminal. But I do realize that some people who aren't worthy of love, they still get it from family. I mean, talk about gratitude. I mean, if a family of a murderer is surrounded by love, how grateful should he be? Yeah, pretty grateful. I think family should judge. This is kind of an aside. I really do. I think family should judge. I think they should elevate us to be better and challenge us to be better. And I think there should be some accountability. We should work hard to avoid letting these people down. But if they'll love us even when we misbehave, then it stands to reason that they don't much care what kind of car we drive. Or if our wardrobe came from Target or Neiman Marcus. I mean, it just doesn't matter to these people in that photograph. I'm betting that the people in your photographs, I'm betting that they don't much care either. Which leads to the big question, then why do we care? Pride, ego, selfishness. That's why we care.
It's hard to let go of the things I think I need. And when I lose my vision, may I use your eyes to see just where it is I need to be. Oh, pride won't get us where we're going. It's made a life of standing in the way.
His name is Thad Cockrell, C-O-C-K-R-E-L-L. Name of the record is To Be Loved. It's 2009 release. The name of the song is Pride. Won't get us where we're going. $9.99 over at iTunes.
See just where it is you need to go.
Our gratitude has nothing to do with anybody else. We let other people, complete strangers sometimes, have command over our thankfulness, though. They influence our discontentment. And sometimes it's intentional on their part. Mostly, I don't think it is. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 12, "For we dare not class ourselves or compare ourselves with those who commend themselves." Here's the kicker. "But they measuring themselves by themselves and comparing themselves among themselves are not wise." And here we sit, you and me, leaning toward wisdom, talking about, thinking about, being reminded of wisdom, and yet we're busy comparing our lives with other people, sometimes complete strangers or people who don't matter at all to us, unimportant people in our lives. And it happens to all of us. In fact, in the past months, professionally, I have let some people that I've not known very long impact my life negatively. I mean, you talk about ridiculously stupid. People who don't love me, they don't know me very well. In fact, they don't know me well enough to love me. Now, maybe they do know me well enough to hate me. Yeah, that's always an option. So why would it matter to me? Well, there are times where it does matter. And then there are other times when I just gather my wits about me and I just get sick and tired of being sick and tired. And I make up my mind that, you know, it's just not going to matter. And that's when they grow threatening and they get heavy handed. It's what people do when we don't do what they think we should do. Or, well, when we don't give them what they want. That's funny, isn't it? Because they care about us when there's something that we can do for them or something that we will do for them. But when we're going to do what's in our best interest and it doesn't exclusively fit what helps them, then they can grow increasingly critical. Now, that does not happen with the people that love us. No, they stay surrounding us and we stay surrounding them because we care about them. They care about us. We serve each other. It's a mutual service thing and it overpowers false observations. Now, yes, we can certainly set some false expectations with family. And we often do that. We often do treat badly. In fact, I would dare say that our family probably gets the brunt of that. Well, we know the buttons to push and all of that. But deep down, we know that we love these people. We know that they love us. Head, heart. We need both if we're going to be truly grateful. And if you haven't picked up on it by now, that's kind of the subject today, gratitude. When I sit down to count my blessings, I'm consciously thinking of the things that I am most thankful for. I guess you could say it's a little bit of head stuff, but not entirely, because why am I thankful for these things? I've never once sat down and listed a possession first. In fact, I've never sat down to do it. I dare say you haven't either. I hope you haven't. Where I'm counting the blessings and put things, stuff, possessions at the top of that list. I've never done that. Because heart is also involved, emotions, feelings. And it's fueled by this intuitive knowledge of what really, really matters.
My eyes are locked to you and I'm falling. Your hands are cold. Say that your mind's made up and I should go, but maybe your head's not where your heart is. Passing along the night, and if I both can stand to be to your head and your heart, then I'll leave it to you.
the St. John's. It's a 2015 EP entitled Open Water. Your head and your heart. It's only $3.99 at iTunes. There's four or five tracks on this EP. The St. John's. Heart overrides your head when you let jealousy, envy, self-doubt, fear enter into your life. Head noise, it can get the best of us, and it often does. And so there's the paradox of it all. It's a head and a heart deal combined. A moment. That's all it takes to distract us from being thankful. We start thinking about our want. We start dwelling on our lack. We start focusing on our failure and our inadequacies, our deficiencies, and all the other shortcomings in our life. And they push and they shove their way to the forefront of our mind where they hog the spotlight. It's kind of like a world-class diva. Yeah, our discontentment is a diva. Bossing around our gratitude, telling our gratitude, get lost. I am on center stage here. No one will upstage me. And gratitude is intimidated. It just is. The diva of discontentment intimidates our gratitude. And our gratitude, when the diva says get lost, gratitude says okay. Until we stop long enough to really think about what is happening. Because diva discontentment is easy. And gratitude is hard. Today's the day. This is the day that you're going to embrace gratitude. Today is the day that you're going to make gratitude a priority. I'm thankful that many of you have reported that you already are. And the rest of us need to get in line as well, because today's the day. From the 80s. but I love it. The. That's right. T-H-E. T-H-E. 2002. Digital download. 45 RPM. The singles of the. The name of the song is This Is The Day. It's $14.99 at iTunes. Listen, open your eyes, look around at the people that you love and who love you. Now, here's the real irony of the whole thing. When you open your eyes and you look around, you see what you don't have? I'm just saying, how about we open our eyes and look around at what we do have? Namely, the people that love us. There they are, sitting right beside you while you listen to me. Laying in bed right next to you. Swimming in that pool in your backyard, eating popsicles out of a freezer on a hot Texas summer Saturday afternoon. I got two of them pictured over at the website. I imagine we could add to that list sung by Joe Walsh, but why bother? Come on, it's a pretty good list. Give thanks, break bread, say grace, bow heads. Count your blessings. Share a meal. Share company. Thank God. Bow your head when you do. And keep your head bowed in humility. In recognition of how blessed you are to have the people that you do, the opportunities that you do, and even for that old car in that house. Because it's not a house. It's a home. My name is Randy Cantrell. Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas is where I hail from. Thanks for listening. Welcome inside the Yellow Studio. Well, if you thought a track from the 80s was old, I'm gonna go way back. I'm gonna play. These are short songs because, well, that's how they did things back in the day. It is from a 2000 digital download. I've got the CD. I don't know how many tracks are on this, but there are a bunch of tracks. The name of the record is The Man Who Invented Soul. Do you know who that is? The man who invented soul, his name was Sam Cooke. A 2000 CD that I have. It's a double CD. $24.99, and you can think, oh, man, are you kidding? That's crazy money. No, it's not. The man was brilliant. The man was brilliant. He died too soon. I'm going to play you two tracks. You'll recognize them both. So enjoy Sam Cooke and be thankful, be grateful for everything that you've got. Subscribe to the podcast. Tell a friend about us. Join the Facebook group. How many other calls to action you want? I can give you more. That's enough. If you've not heard this man, you should buy his stuff for sure. Sam the Man. Enjoy.
Don't know much about history. Don't know much biology. Don't know much about a science book. Don't know much about the French I took. But I do know that I love you. And I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be. Don't know much about geography. Don't know much trigonometry. Don't know much about algebra. Don't know what a slide rule is for. But I do know one and one is two. And if this one could be with you,
what a wonderful world this would be.
Now, I don't claim to be an A student, but I'm trying to be. For maybe by being an A student, baby, I can win your love for me. Don't know much about
history.
Don't know much biology. Don't know much about a science book. Don't know much about the French I took. But I do know that
I love you.
And I know that if you love me too,
what a wonderful world this would be.
La ta 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 ta.
History.
Yeah, but I do know that
I love you.
And I know that
if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be.
If it take all night long, gotta tell you, evening sun is sinking low. The clock on the wall says it's time to go. I got my plans, I don't know about you. I'll tell you exactly what I'm gonna do. Get in the groove and let the good time roll. I'm gonna stay here till I soothe my soul. If it take all night long, yeah. Everybody let the good time know. We gonna stay here till we soothe our souls. If it take all night long, yeah. It might be 1 o'clock and it might be 3. Time don't mean that much to me. I felt this good since I don't know when, and I might not feel this good again. So come on and let the good time roll. We gon' stay here till we soothe our souls. If it take all night long, and all night,
all night,
and all night,
all night,
and all night,
all night,
and all night long,
all night.
Somebody said it might take
all night.
Stay here till we soothe our souls. If it take all night long,